Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today is a best of episode. We're going to replace some of our most popular episodes from 2016 in the upcoming days as we lead into 2017. And so I thought we would start off today with one of the most popular episodes, which is saving money secrets. And I talk about secrets, whether you want to save $1,000, $5,000, $10,000, no matter how much money you want to save, even if it's just a small amount of money, I'm going to give you lots of tips that will hopefully unlock your thinking and help you really figure out ways to save money. But probably my best tip, and the tip that I always just keep coming back to, is that really the secret to saving money is knowing your numbers. And what I mean by that is knowing exactly how much you spend each and every month on everything: eating out, shopping, Uber, ATM fees, groceries, parking, whatever it may be, because there's power when you know your numbers. There's power there where you can really start making some changes and find ways to start saving money right now. So you don't need to get some big fat new paycheck or land a new job or score a big new contract. All you need to do is look inside your bank account, really know your numbers, and find powerful ways to drive savings for all the goals that you want to achieve. Whether you're just starting out and you want to build your emergency fund, or maybe you want to start your own business and you're looking to fund your first year, or if you want to start a family or take that dream vacation, whatever you want to do, it starts by saving money, and it starts right with your bank account and really looking at where you're spending the money and how you can start making some of those changes. So I hope you enjoy this best of podcast. I'm going to bring you a couple more best ofs before the end of the year. But hopefully this one will again just inspire you and kind of unlock creative ways to start saving money now.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
Raise your hand high if you want to save some cash this year. I know I want to save some money and hoping to bring you lots and lots and lots of tips, secrets to save, some things that I have used, some things that some of my clients and friends have used. And, you know, it's not hard to save $1,000 this year. I know that it may seem challenging, but there's a lot of these things that you can do where you can save, you know, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 before you're even blinking, you're at $5,000. And if you do a few extra tweaks, you know, $10,000 is certainly within your realm. Remember, when we're talking about saving money, we're not just talking about, you know, money that you put in your bank account, right? We're talking about investing money. We're talking about growth on your money. We're talking all different ways. Those are all your money. So all of that belongs to you, whether you can access it right at this second or not, it's all your money, right? So any way that we can save your money all the way around, that's what I like to do. So let's dive into $1,000. So I'm going to give you kind of a few of my favorite tips here, but then I want you to go to the site, yourmillennialmoney.com/secrets-to-save, and you can download the whole entire list of ways that I suggest that you check into to save this kind of money this year. So the first easy one, you guys have all heard of the 52-week money savings challenge, right? This is really easy to do. So how this works is you start with 1 week. So we're already a couple weeks into January. So what I would suggest is that you start back, you know, the first week of January and kind of catch yourself up to where you are now. But if you're listening to this podcast later on in the year, just start then, you know, just start now and go 52 weeks from wherever you start, right? It doesn't exactly matter the date. But what you want to do is the first week, you're going to save $1. Easy, right? Second week, $2. Third week, $3. Fourth week, $4. All the way up to the 52nd week, you're going to save $52 that week. And what's going to happen in the long run is you're going to save over $1,300. So just by using this really simple technique. Now, here are a few twists, okay? So if you make a fairly good income, and you have a lot of money left at the end of the month, and you're already funding your 401k or your IRA, you're doing all of those sorts of things, maybe you can double this challenge, right? So instead of $1,300, maybe you can save $2,600. So it's really easy to take a multiple of this. Now, conversely, if you're struggling and you don't have a ton of money, maybe you cut this in half. Maybe you start out with 50 cents, right? And work your way up. So instead of $1,300, you're going to save, you know, $650 in a year. So this is just an idea to give you something, an action plan, right? A roadmap to saving money. So adjust it however you need to for whatever situation you're in. But what I want you to do is I want you to calendar in every single week. I want you to set yourself an appointment where you remind yourself how much that week you're saving, okay? Now, you would naturally think, well, it's going to get harder the longer I go. And actually what happens is it gets easier, oddly enough, because you start finding ways in your daily budget, in your weekly budget, right, to save money. Maybe you cut out your latte. You know, maybe you don't eat out, or maybe you use a cool like happy hour finder app, right? And you eat out for half of what you would have eaten out before. So there's lots of different ways to go about this. But I guarantee you the longer you do this, the easier it's going to be. And the more motivated you are going to be to find other ways to save money. Okay. Next, negotiate. Oh my gosh. We are going to just talk about negotiation. Go back and listen to the Art of Negotiation podcast if you haven't listened to that one. But two really easy things to negotiate are your cell phone bill and your cable bill. All you want to do is you're going to call up the carrier and you're going to say, you know, I want to make sure I'm on the best price plan. I'm thinking about switching. Those are the key words there. And, you know, how can you help me save money on my bill? Because I really want to stay with you guys. So I do this quite frequently, and every time I do it, I keep thinking they're going to say to me, like, Shauna, we just talked to you, like, 6 months ago, but they never do. So I just recently did this at the beginning of this year and saved over $25 a month on the phone bill because I was able to use a discount. So always ask if there are any discounts available, if you belong to any clubs, any alumni discounts, anything like that. Utilize that. And I was able to save over $85 a month on cable by consolidating all of our cable and switching carriers. And they gave us a really awesome bonus. We had $300 in movie gift certificates that we could use for switching. So right there, it was way, way worth it. Okay, the next thing is the most expensive things in your budget are always your eating out, your entertainment, your grocery bill, and your gas. There's not a whole lot you can do about your gas. Your gas is your gas, right? Unless you start carpooling or taking public transportation, you pretty much have to pay that gas bill, okay? There's lots of things you could do. Like, if you don't have the Gas Buddy app, go ahead and download the Gas Buddy app. That's going to help you find the cheapest gas station around you, no matter where you are. I use that one all the time. But let's focus on groceries, because that's usually the biggest offender. So what I want you to do is I want you to slash your grocery bill by 20% for this month, all right? So if you were spending $500, I want you to spend $100 less. I want you to spend $400. Whatever you're spending in a month, I want you to slash it by 20%. You can use apps to shop better, always make a grocery list, plan ahead, and what I love to do is to do what I call multi-use shopping. So if I'm going to cook one dish, I'm going to figure out how to turn that into the leftovers into three other dishes. So there are tons of ways that you can save money on the grocery bill, but I want you to do this for 1 month, and I want you to see how that works for you. If it works for you, I want you to keep this up, because if you can save $100 plus a month off your grocery bill, that right there is your $1,000 plus, all right? So super easy to do. It's just going to take a little effort, and it doesn't mean that you're eating less. This doesn't mean you have to go on the cabbage diet or anything ridiculous like that. It just means you're being smarter with what you're spending. Okay, for those of you that have a health savings account, an HSA, I love, love, love those accounts. I want you to fund your HSA account, because what happens is when you fund your HSA, you're able to deduct the amount that you put in your HSA off your taxes, which saves you money right there, okay? So it's kind of a double whammy for you. So if you have an HSA, use it, please. Okay, another good idea is to take everything off autopay for 1 month. So iTunes, any on-demand movies, any subscriptions that you have, anything that it auto-deducts from your checking account or, you know, goes on your credit card, just remove that. Go through the month, see what you actually use, okay? And then add back those things that really you only truly miss. So if you can't do without Netflix, or if you really can't do without, downloading a certain amount of iTunes, then add those things back. But I guarantee you, you're going to cut out a majority of those, because you're going to say, I never use that. So it's ridiculous that I'm spending, you know, $10 a month here and $12 a month here and $20 a month here and all these sorts of things for stuff that you're not using. Also, another one, magazine subscriptions. Don't renew your magazine subscription unless you actually look at that magazine. So many people get so many magazine subscriptions and then they just like automatically have them renewed through Amazon and they don't even read them. So that's a big no-no, all right? Okay, let's move on to $5,000. So actually in the 1,000 category, if you do a lot of the suggestions that I have, and I have a whole ton more in the downloadable document, but if you do a lot of those, you can easily hit $5,000 without even blinking. That's really easy to do. But let's talk about $5,000. Okay. So if you open a Roth IRA, if you qualify for one, and if you save $100 a week, you can max out your contribution for 2016, and you can earn interest on that money, of course, because it's invested, which could be potentially worth a lot more than $5,000. So again, if you have a decent income, you have a lot of savings left, and you qualify for the Roth IRA, guidelines in that document. I'm going to have the qualifications in there, so you can check that out. And you save $100 a week, you're going to hit that $5,000 max contribution in there, plus you're going to earn interest. So it's awesome, awesome way to hit that $5,000 mark. Another thing is you can set up an auto transfer of 5% of your salary each month to go automatically into your high yield savings account. So your Capital One 360, your Ally Bank, American Express has got a good one, whatever you're using for high yield savings, auto set that up so it automatically transfers from your paycheck into your savings account. And again, just like the 52-week savings challenge, you're not going to notice it missing. But what you are going to notice is your savings account is going to start soaring. So it's an awesome way to do it, because what most people do is they go through the whole month and they go, okay, do I have anything left to save? No, I don't have anything left to save. Okay, I'll save next month, right? But that's a bad thing, because you're never going to save. I know how this works. I used to be you. I used to do this. But if you set up the auto pay, even if you can do less than 5%, so if you have to do 1%, or hey, if you can do more, if you can do 7% or 8% or whatever that number is, set it on auto. That's the best way to do this. Another way to hit that $5,000 mark is to create a debt payoff plan so that you can make sure you're paying off your credit cards most efficiently. And the ultimate goal is that you're saving a ton on interest that you would normally be paying over the year. I don't know if you've ever done it, but if you have credit card debt, I want you to look at each month what you're paying in interest fees on all of your credit card debt. It's going to be an astronomical number, all right? So you need to come up with the most efficient payoff plan. In the document on the website, I'm going to have the two different payoff plan ideas for how you can pay off debt. But a 0% balance transfer, if you have great credit and you can work this system properly, is going to save you a ton of money on interest. Some people are paying a couple hundred dollars a month, if not more, in interest. So if you can move everything to 0% and save that money each month, if you can save $250 each month, think how fast you can fund your emergency fund, how much you can get in your savings, how much you can get in your IRA or Roth. You can really start supercharging things for yourself. Okay, the $10,000 mark. Well, to get to the $10,000 mark, you know, we can combine a bunch of different things that I've already talked about, lots of other things in my guide, you know, or you can do a few interesting things. So I've talked a little bit about side hustles, what I call side hustles on this podcast. And that is something that millennials are pros at, the side hustle, right? So it's creating your own blog that makes money. It's creating an Etsy store. Or a cool thing that I love is creating online courses. There's a great company called Teachable. And for a low fee each month, you can create your own online courses. So you can do lots of things. Maybe your side hustle, maybe you're great at interior design, right? And so maybe you start offering interior design services to some of your friends. You've got to kind of think outside of the box when we're thinking about saving $10,000, right? We've got to think about kind of alternate ways to get to that. Another thing, simple, fund your 401k, your SEP IRA. Fund them with 10 to 15% of your income. I know that this is going to take away some money from your paycheck, of course, from your budget that you're going to be able to use. But what it does is it reduces your taxable income, plus you're earning interest in that, right? So your $10,000 that you invested, you know, may turn into 12 or 15, or, you know, I don't have a crystal ball, but the hope is that it will grow. And over the longevity, over the long horizon of time that you have in there, that money is going to start doubling and tripling and quadrupling and be way more than the $10,000 that you initially put in. All right. So I hope you have enjoyed this best of podcast. I hope you have an amazing Christmas weekend. If you don't celebrate Christmas, I hope you just have a good time this weekend, some time to relax and have fun with family and friends, eat good food, maybe play some games, watch some crazy Christmas movies. I know you can't watch Elf too many times, right? But honestly, I hope you have just a really fantastic weekend, and I look forward to bringing you even more Best of podcast next week. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at Shauna Game, Instagram at Millennial_Money, and I'm now on Snapchat at Shauna Game.